Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 77th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Alec Utgov. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Presenting the film, Never Gonna Snow Again.
Yes.
Now, this is great. It's great to have you here. I watched the film yesterday, and I loved it. But just for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with it, rather than me perhaps butchering any description of the film, would you maybe like to introduce the character that you play in the movie for the people out there?
Yes, I play Zhenya. He's a character, a sort of a mystical alien, so to speak, that comes into this closed community, acts as a sort of a healer to the people. And what that healing entails is up to the watchers. To me personally, it's a sort of, I think he gives an opportunity to closed community, an idea of closed mentality, an opportunity to reach enlightenment.
Right.
And whether he succeeds or not, that's up to the listeners, or to the watchers, sorry, to the audience to figure out.
And you know, he's almost like this influence on these people's lives, both physically, because, you know, through the massages, and then also psychologically through the hypnosis. But how do you connect with a character like that? How much of that comes from your real life memories, perhaps, of connecting with certain situations and just similarities that you noticed in the character?
Well, I think initially, because we didn't quite have the script, we had more of a treatment, I think, and an idea, because it shifted. After 2 weeks, a couple of characters fell apart. I think after Malgosia looked at what she was getting, and she realized the direction that we were supposed to go. So she told me that you're Volund. If you ever read Bulgakov's Master and Margarita, this devil comes in, and for her it was, he saves the ordinary people. So the way I connected to that character initially is the focus on my mother, because you need a physical contact of some kind. So a sort of a longing to the past. He left something behind, so that world, sense of guilt, sense of sadness, and in the end, it, I think, culminated for me into a philosophy that he was a reflection in some way of these people that he comes across. Right. He plays the passion, the lust, the anger, the loneliness, and by that, by doing so. So very much observant, sort of a listener figure.
Right.
Which was born from, I think, the process in general, because the process was very, there was a lot of workshopping ideas. So Malgosia adapted the characters to the actors. She needed certain colors. It was a very aesthetic sort of process. And the actors could improvise a little bit. And because I don't speak Polish, it was hard in a way that I had to prepare, or in the middle kind of ask, because I also want to connect to the word.
Yes.
I don't want to say things just because I want to have more lines.
Does that then lead you to perhaps experiment with ways in which you communicate through your body?
Exactly. And yes, and so he becomes sort of a watcher figure, and I had wonderful actors who it was easy to play off it.
Yeah. Did you enjoy having that sort of a room to kind of collaborate and contribute to the actual film with your performance? You mentioned improvisation, for example.
I think it's inevitable, because this is a different process, I think, but that seeks to achieve the same result. But it's a different process from a traditional, you have characters, you have beginning, middle, and an end sort of thing. And this is more of a searching.
Right.
What was the question again? Sorry.
If you liked that room to sort of have to explore within the project.
It was challenging to find the confines within that room where you had to play. So, because you get a general orientation, you don't get a direction.
Oh, right.
So to speak. So I give different options of same situations, whether it's humor, whether it's anger, frustration, criticism, whatever it is. And Malgosia just picks the right colors that she needs. Sometimes it's evident what needs to be done, And sometimes you gotta figure it out. I think
you gotta figure it out.
So yeah. It's unlike anything I have ever experienced, but in the same way, you learn a lot about the things that you're lacking.
Yeah, it's almost like music, what it sounds like. Yeah.
Absolutely, but you see the film, it's very artistic
very
in the sense we utilize music, Malgosia's ideas change. She wants me to play this, she wants me to dance in this, so we had to take classes and everything.
Yeah.
So you got to adapt very quickly.
That dance scene was amazing. You've got some real great ballet moves there.
Ballet.
It's not easy
to
do that.
2 years of ballet studying.
Hey.
In drama.
Not bad.
Thanks.
Would you consider yourself a spiritual person in normal life?
To some degree. I think I resonate with the idea of Platonism. So Platonists, this idea that, and this film is fully, to me, a reflection of that ideology, which is that the material is not evil, but it's a lesser good than the spiritual. And the people living in their life, they get to blocked growth, can't go beyond the spiritual because the material sort of consumes them. And in a way, Zhenye is that part that, as I said, gives people the opportunity for enlightenment.
Right.
Within this confined space in their head.
Is it
represented in a confined community?
Yes. Because I was going to ask you whether you thought that you felt that it was difficult nowadays to be spiritual, perhaps.
It has changed a lot. I think it's more towards the world's become quicker. It has become sort of quick patching of problems and the production of simply more. And sometimes it's good. I think it's reflective in the COVID sense, because when you take a step back, you have time to appreciate the little things to enjoy with it. It's just simple relationships. Some people, of course, suffer through that as, much of the wife or the husband.
That's true. No, actually, that is true. That's part of the beauty of it. Actually, if I can say it, because I feel like I should squeeze it in. It reminded me a little bit of Pasolini's Teorema, which I'm not sure whether you've seen it or not.
I haven't seen it.
It's sort of a similar structure, but less. This one has more people. It's exploring more lives, and so it's a different journey. But we actually have to wrap it up. But
sure.
I have one last question to end, and it's probably quite silly, but perhaps.
Yes.
Just a kind of a different thing to sort of end the interview on, given the theme of snow. I mean, what's the first thing that comes to your head when someone says the word snow? Do you have any memories or feelings?
Snow is I was born in Ukraine, so it used to be still part of that USSR. So snow kind of reflects the harshness of nature and at the same time the beauty of it.
Yes.
And this idea of never gonna snow again, for me personally, it's not so much a statement that's what's gonna happen. It feels like it's a comment, and yet it leaves hope for the people that it might.
So what if it was never going to snow again? Would you miss snow? I probably would.
Of course.
Yeah.
You always miss something you don't have.
That's right. Hey, Alec, it's been an absolute pleasure and an honor. Thank you very much
for
joining
us. Yes.
Thanks
a
lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.